talking about the daily housework, you would say the woman does what every morning?
What we were talking about her doing the cleaning or the...
Mm-hmm. Okay. You would say she cleans the house?
Cleans the house.
All right.
Unless her husband's retired and she can put him to work.
Does she put you to work?
Do I have to answer that?
No. Okay. Then what would you call the thing you sweep with?
The vacuum cleaner?
Well, the hand thing.
Oh, the broom?
Uh-huh. And if, this is awfully hard to describe to people, if the broom were sitting in the corner and I don't even see a door around here, but there were a door which were open so that the broom were hidden, and someone said, where was the broom? You might say the broom is...
Behind the door or in the broom closet?
Well, behind
the door.
Behind is what I was...
Behind the door.
Was looking for there. Okay, years ago on Monday, women used to do their what?
Monday was wash day.
All right. And then after...
He did it the hard way, didn't he?
Well, how did they do it?
Well, the wash tub.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And hung them on the line to dry.
Mm-hmm.
No washes, no dryers.
What would they carry them out in to hang them on the line?
Clothes basket, probably. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or a tub.
Did you ever see the big black container that they would put out in the backyard for boiling?
Yes, I have.
What would you call that?
The kettle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was just for boiling clothes, or did they cook in it too?
Well, I think they had different ones to cook in. But they had a special one just for boiling clothes.
Mm-hmm. And then after you washed the clothes, before they had permanent press, what did you have to do?
They had to wring them,
mm-hmm.
either by hand,
mm-hmm.
or there was a type of early wooden wringer in the early days. They could run them through, and then they had
mm-hmm.
to be hung on the line to dry.
Well, and then after they're dry, you have to...
Bring them in and do the hard work, the ironing.
Okay. Do you have a general name for washing and ironing together?
I suppose they say, I've got to do the washing, and that meant...
Everything.
Washing, drying, ironing, and...
What would you call the commercial establishment where you might take your sheets to have them washed and ironed?
To the laundry.
Mm-hmm. Then...
I could interject something here that you might or might not want to hear.
Please do.
When I was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, every Monday morning, a Negro woman would come and pick up our dirty clothes in a basket
mm-hmm.
and take them off.
Mm-hmm.
And every Friday or Saturday morning, they would come back or either send their children, and they'd pull a wagon. And there in that basket was all the clothes that had been washed and ironed and neatly pressed. And Mother paid them 50 cents or a dollar.
50 cents or a dollar.
And that was the way that the laundry was done. And then these same people would come by the house with push carts and wagons and bring fresh vegetables and bring
mm-hmm.
fruits and all the things that you wanted that you could buy right at the front door.
What vegetables would they bring?
All the garden vegetables, lettuce and celery and butter beans and okra, and corn, tomatoes. And in season they would come by with shrimp and with oysters. And how we didn't die from health standards, I'll never know, but we made it.
I wonder if all these regulations are really necessary since people didn't die before they had them.
And I miss good raw milk.
Oh, well, you mean right out of the cow?
Yes.
Then what do you do to the milk to get the impurities out?
Pasteurize it.
Well, before you had all this fancy equipment.
Didn't do anything.
Well, wouldn't you even pour it through a cloth to get the...
I don't think so.
What would you call it if you were doing that?
Just raw milk.
Well, I mean if you poured the milk through a cloth.
Strained it.
Okay, uh-huh. Then, let's see, if the door is open and you don't want it to be, you tell someone, please...
Close the door.
Or you might say...
Shut the door.
Mm-hmm. Is shut any less polite than close?
I don't think so. Both seem to be used very widely.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
Flat boards.
Mm-hmm. And you might...
Most people would refer to them as weatherboarding today.
It's the same thing.